Friends, this is last but one chapter, and here, last two chapters, I am going to discuss with you something regarding the legal or complex matters. Legal or complex matters. Okay. In short, I am discussing, I am not going deep into that. And first, this chapter consists of the garnishee order and attachment orders. These garnishee and attachment orders are nowhere covered in any of the chapters. So, this chapter is created for better understanding when such kind of attachment notices are received by the bank. What could be the stand of the branch people or branch executive? And what are the types of these orders, other attachment orders? So, my focus of discussion with you is to first understand these garnishee and attachment orders, right? So, understanding the meaning, purpose and legal framework governing these garnishee orders and attachment orders is very important as far as retail banking student is concerned. So, understand the right and obligations of the bank, because these things happens, you know, customer outside. It is not a transaction or whatever it is. It is something which is under the court of law happens, and order is served on the bank for the purpose as customer is banking with you. That is the reason. So you are not done anything wrong, but you should not fall prey for the doing wrong. That is the purpose of this discussion. So, let us understand these orders. So, our discussions will be majorly focused on garnishee order, its concept, relevance in retail banking, other attachment orders, difference between the garnishee and other attachment orders, key legal obligations for the bank, accounts affected consist of practical scenario and retail banking, operational procedures, and exceptions, funds not attachable, or risk and challenges in compliance issue. Friends, you are aware that sometimes that some order is coming to you or it is served by the court authority, judicial authority on the bank. Retail banks in India regularly deal with customers' account that becomes subject to legal and statutory claim. When a court or the government authority seeks to recover certain dues from that customer and it directs the bank to freeze or remit the funds from the customer's account, it does so through a legal enforceable order known as garnishee order or an attachment order. These orders compel the bank, here bank is garnishee. In that order, it was compelled bank to freeze the customer's fund, report the balance and transfer the specified amount to the authority or court. Failure to do this or failure to comply with this, bank is exposed to contempt of court. Penalties are levying on the bank and regulatory action will be initiated, and that becomes the legal liability. Thus, understanding how such orders must be handled is crucial for the branch managers, operational persons, legal team and risk managers in retail banking. Now let us understand this garnishee order, its concept and relevance in retail banking. Garnishee order. What is garnishee order? Garnishee order is judicial direction that compels the third party. Third party means bank, to seize or withhold the funds of the debtor, that is client, and pay them to the judgment creditor. To the judgment creditor. That is in whose favor, on whose behalf the order was issued by the court. So, the concept of the garnishee order. The garnishee order is issued by the civil court under Order 21, Rule 46 of the Code of Civil Procedure, CPC Code 1908, right? This is used to enforce the decree when the judgment debtor, that is customer, has funds or deposits held by third party, that is bank. The key term, that is judgment debtor, is your customer. Decree holder is the person in whose favor the court has passed the judgment, and garnishee is the bank or any third party who owes the money to, who owes the money. Now, structure of garnishee order. Garnishee order nishi. Garnishee order nishi means what? This is the initial order. It directs the bank to show the show cause why the funds held for the customer should not be used to pay the decree holder. And during this stage, bank must immediately freeze the relevant customer account to prevent the withdrawal. Then order obsolete, garnishee obsolete, garnishee order obsolete. Earlier was only notice. Now garnishee order obsolete means this is issued after hearing the objection, if any, from the garnishee bank or judgment debtor, and it directs the banks to remit the specified amount to decree holder or to the court. It directs here in this order, directly remit the funds, whatever available. But in earlier order, it says hold the funds, mark the lien on that funds. Now, relevance in retail banking. Garnishee order are highly relevant in retail banking because banks are primarily custodian of customers' fund. Increase in retail litigation and credit defaults. With a rising consumer loan, credit card default, personal finance dispute, etc., etc. So many reasons it is received. These type of orders are received from the court by the bank. Compliance obligation under the law. Bank must comply promptly and accurately. Failure could result into contempt of the court, then penalties and monetary liability for attachment amount and reputational risk. Then broader scope in digital era. With the digitalization of the banking, customer hold multiple type of bank account, saving, deposit, wallet, OD account, etc. Garnishee scope includes all the balances under the customer's name or customer identification file, that is CIF. CBS, core banking system, enables the real-time freezing of across the branches. Then enhanced judicial connectivity. Through the e-courts and electronic communication, banks increasingly receive the scanned digitally signed court orders, email-based orders, or orders via bank's nodal or legal department. What funds can be subject to garnishee order? The funds are that order can attach savings and current account, fixed deposit, premature withdrawal allowed by the bank to honor the order, term deposits and recurring deposits, positive balances in overdraft accounts. Funds not normally attached to pension amount, family pension, government welfare funds, salary in transit, and trust account. Now, the impact of the customer relations with the bank in operations. Garnishee order often creates a customer dissatisfaction, especially when the customers are unaware of the underlying case. The bank must communicate politely, avoid legal interpretation, maintain the confidentiality, follow RBI guidelines. Operationally, banks must maintain, register and record the court orders, trail of the freezing and remittances, timely replies to the court, and coordination with the legal and compliance department. Then now we see attachment orders. Other than garnishee order, there are other orders. Meaning of attachment orders. Attachment refers to the legal seizure of freezing of the judgment debtor. Property including the bank balances by competing the authority to ensure prevention of withdrawal, that may defeat the recovery, secure an amount due, and direct recovery of the outstanding dues. Okay, the bank becomes legally obliged to comply with it. Now, who can issue the attachment order? Civil court, tax and revenue authorities. Here, various authorities who are issuing the orders. List is given, that is Income Tax Department, GST Department, EPF organization, Commercial Tax, State Revenue, Custom Excise, District Collector, etc. Under the legal provision and purpose for which they are given here in the charter, you may please refer to that. Then quasi-judiciary and special authorities. Quasi-judicial and special authorities consist of recovery officers under SARFAESI Act, Debt Recovery Tribunal, DRT, then Enforcement Directorate, PMLA Act, then labor courts for awards and arbitrators. Retail bank must treat such orders as fully binding on them, provided they fall within the issuing authority's jurisdiction. Types of attachment orders. Order 1. Attachment before judgment. Issued before the final decree, when the court fears that the debtor may dispose of the assets to defeat the recovery, the bank must freeze the account immediately. That is called attachment before judgment. Attachment after judgment. This is issued after the decree is passed to enforce the recovery. Then statutory attachment is there. Statutory attachment means issued by the government authorities under special act like income tax, GST, employee provident fund, etc. And these usually freeze the account and require remittance of available future balances. Provisional attachment issued particularly under GST Act, PMLA Act. These prevents the transaction until the authority completes the adjudication, and provisional attachments carry strict timelines, commonly 6 months extendable. Recovery certificate, arrears of the land revenue, issued by the state revenue authorities or collectors to recover the government's due as arrears of the land revenue. Its applicability in retail banking. Attachment orders apply widely in retail banking because the bank holds individual savings account, joint account, fixed deposit, recurring deposit and term deposits, proprietary partnership account, credit balances in overdraft, and bank must comply with the attachment order on savings and current account, term deposit, positive credit balances in overdraft, and funds under the same CIF across the branches. Funds which are not normally attachable consist of pension and family pension, government welfare benefits, DBT transfer, gratuity and retirement benefit, salary before credit, trust funds where the customer is only a trustee, escrow accounts under the court direction. Effect of attachment order on bank operations. There will be an identify. Once the bank receives an attachment order, it must identify all accounts of the customer, then freeze the account up to specified amount or full, prevent all the debits, monitor future credits, because as many orders mandate the attach till amount is recovered, remit the amount to the issuing authority and maintain the audit and legal documents. Failure to comply can lead to contempt of the court, penalty and equal to the amount recoverable. Difference between garnish order and attachment order. Conceptual difference is that garnish order is a court order issued under the Code of Civil Procedure Code, directing the bank, that is garnishee, to pay a customer's funds directly to decree holder in execution of civil decree. And an attachment order are the orders issued by the court or statutory authorities or taxation authorities to freeze or seize the customer funds for recovery of securing dues. Comparative table is given here for the garnishee and attachment orders. So as to understand better, you may please go through this. The key operational differences for the banks consist of verification and handling, scope of freeze, then remittance and requirement, account type affected. Key legal obligations for the bank consist of the Code of Civil Procedure, Tax and Special Acts, Bankers Book of Evidence Act 1891, RBI Regulations, Risk Compliance and Operational Policies. Verification of order authority consists of, before acting, the bank must verify the court seal, issuing judge's name and the signature, jurisdiction from where it is issued, date, reference number and legal basis, whether it is a garnish order, attachment order, provisional attachment or freeze order. Identification of the customer and all related accounts. After verification, bank must identify all the accounts linked to customer CIF. Determining the attachable balances, available balance, freeze, free or encumbered funds, exempt funds, that what we have done, what we have stated, that pension fund, government DBT, minors account, trust account, salary prior to the credit and court directed escrow funds. Immediate freezing of operations consists of, upon receipt of order, all the debits operations must be stopped immediately, freeze the instruction, must entered into CBS, mark the lien, block the account, insure checks, ATM transactions, NEFT, RTGS, UPI are not allowed, right? Providing information to the issuing authority, bank must provide the balance details as of the date of the order, account type, pending debit instruments, details of other accounts held by the customers, confirmation of the lien marking, and Bankers Book of Evidence Act. Under the Bankers Book of Evidence Act, certified statements are admissible in court. Monitoring the future credits when it is required. Many statutory attachment orders are explicitly require banks to attach not only the existing balance, but also all the future credits also, until the recoverable amount is fully paid, right? Then, remittance of funds. When the attachment or garnishee becomes final, bank must remit the funds to the issuing authority. Failure to remit can make the bank personally liable. Maintain the record, audit trails and the documentation. Bank must maintain the register for all the garnishee and attachment orders. Copies of order should be preserved. Then, strict documentation should be maintained. Customer communication should be, once the order is received or enforced, bank may inform to the customer after freezing unless prohibited, right? Banks must handle the customer grievances sensitively given the impact of personal finance. Non-compliance and legal consequences for banks consist of, if the bank fails to comply, contempt of court will be there, and timely and accurate documentation compliance is therefore required. Accounts affected are given which type of account withdrew for what kind of orders, and the practical scenario for the retail banking. Please look into this table and ensure yourself that it is attached. Here is the operational procedure of the retail banking, what I explained state-wise, that is provided here. You may please go through this for better understanding. Risk challenges and compliance issue, that is legal, the major risk challenges and compliance, these issues faced by the retail banks in India. Legal and regulatory risk consist of risk of non-compliance, contempt of court, penalties, attachment of the bank's own assets, and advance judicial remark, etc. Then misinterpretation of the orders, judiciary and uncertainty. Then operation and the process related challenges consist of immediate action requirement, identifying all the customer accounts across branches, handling standing instruction and auto debits, reversing transactions already in process, handling term deposits, risk of the wrongful attachment. A major risk is wrongful attachment, which occurs when exempted funds are attached. when accounts not belong to the debtor are present, when funds are remitted without proper verification. This may lead to customer claims for the compensation, litigation against the bank, ombudsman intervention, and regulatory scrutiny. Risk arising from the multiple orders, that a single customer may have multiple orders, multiple attachment orders, IT, GST, EPO. Garnish orders from the court. Directions from the more than one department simultaneously, bank must apply the correct priority. Statutory dues often override civil attachments orders that may require the earmarking separate account. System must track the order-wise freeze. Compliance and audit issue, bank must undergo RBI inspection, internal audit, concurrent audit, and failure to maintain this is a proper proper register, it can result into the audit qualification and supervisory concern. With this, we complete our discussion on garnishee and other attachment orders. Thank you very much.